everybody. Welcome to the latest edition of the Mobilecast. We're actually live, and hopefully this will go out with video. And this is episode number 215. And I am lucky enough to be sitting here with Sanjay Poonen and John Marshall from VMware. Now, I can actually say you're both from VMware. The last time we talked was 18 months ago, right after the merger was announced. Mm-hmm. Yep. And, you know, how are you guys?
Great. It's been a jam-packed 18 months, and we've grown the business, we've integrated, we've extended out end-user computing portfolio, so it's been phenomenal effort together.
Yeah, it's been a fantastic journey, and we're just delighted about, you know, being here at AirWatch Connect and just seeing the momentum manifest from customers and partners.
So we're here at AirWatch Connect, and you know, this is the fourth year, I think, John, correct?
Yep.
So I've actually been in all four of these, but when we talked 18 months ago, you talked about, you know, how you would fit together and all that. And you talked about a little bit on stage, but how has the marriage been? Because you guys kind of referred to it as a marriage, so I'm going to keep that up, you know.
Yeah.
What's it been like?
You know, I think the interesting part is we really came together because of how the end-user computing world was coming together with laptops and desktops and mobile and tablets. And then I think we found sort of this additional area when you look at NSX and micro-segmentation and what's going on with identity now. So it's been one of those where the integration's done great because it's been very measured and calculated. We've gotten some great, I would say, product synergies with other acquisitions and things that are going on. And then there's the surprise and delight factor of some extra elements of integration that I think are going to drive tremendous value for us.
Yeah, I just add, you know, most acquisitions fail for a couple of reasons. One is the people leave, or secondly, they just don't make their business plan. And, you know, when Pat said on stage today that Jack Egan, who's on our operating board and is on the VMware board, that this has been one of the best acquisitions of recent enterprise software history. I mean, he actually said probably even going back to VMware acquiring, EMC acquiring VMware, that was probably the last one he could remember. That's a huge tribute to what John and the team did. So they've just hit their numbers out of the park. We talked about that publicly on all of our earnings calls. They've done incredibly well. And we gave John and his team a lot of autonomy to say, listen, if you're running really well at AirWatch, you know, we don't want VMware to come in and occupy them and sort of screw it up. Take that operation to the next level and just sort of like, you know, you're going up the stairs, you can get on an escalator now called VMware that takes you there faster. And that's what he and the team have done. We've added some new additions of people who've joined in. And when VMware sees that happening, it's just delightful because AirWatch, alongside other products like NSX, have become the fastest growing parts of the company.
So NSX is one of the places you've seen some synergies. Where are some of the other places? I know that when we talked 18 months ago, you mentioned, you know, scale, the fact that VMware is 22,000 people, you were 1,500 people at the mm-hmm. time, and you know how that's fit together, and then Horizon and some of the pieces we're starting to see, you guys talk about, and you actually talked about some of it today. Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, we've hit a few product ones, but let's talk about service and support. We had our customer advisory board yesterday, and we had a couple of the cabin members say, we've really upped the game on the service support. That's a direct reflection of joint process, of integrating, a better global coverage, of that 24/7, that customer advocacy. So that's been a huge piece of it. If you look at things like the benefits, and we talked about retaining the people, being able to take a lot of the traditional benefits that you'd probably find in Silicon Valley and extend those to the team here in Atlanta and around the world has been very powerful. If you look at other areas around leveraging some of the cloud capabilities, so it's not just, there was a good product fit. There was overall a good mapping of our organization to the culture and to the business processes that VMware brings us.
Yeah, and I'd add, you know, for VMware, for the average rep there who'd been sort of in the data center and starting to now have a client message, really kind of just the desktop VDI message is not adequate to really win the hearts and mind of a CIO. But when you go in with a mobile cloud, you really get a much more strategic dialogue. So these VMware reps now can all of a sudden listen to the kind of story that you heard from Coca-Cola. That's like game-changing. For a VMware rep to hear that, it inspires them to say, this is exactly the type of dialogue I want to have with CIOs where mobility or Internet of Things, as Coca-Cola was talking about, or Delta Airlines and what they're trying to do to transform the cockpit, or United Airlines doing the same thing. These now become the things that inspire the average VMware rep that may not have had a CIO relationship. So we've seen mobility actually become a door opener to the CIO. And now, where VMware is a really good brand, so we're well known to the CIO, and we're really, you know, but this takes us to a whole new level. We become even more strategic, and we're viewed as a vendor that's getting it and also helping them take where they want to go in their future.
So let's follow that up, because I think you bring up a great point. And John, you sort of touched on it on stage today, but we've gone past email. We've gone to actually enabling people. Mm-hmm. And what's that mean to AirWatch?
Well, I think for us, it's the evolution of the platform. We've always talked about our solution as a platform. Most of our competitors started out trying to replicate a BES server for iOS or Android. We came out and put a lot of architecture. We put the multi-tenancy. We put the high availability. We built it cloud or on-prem. So we put all those different types of role-based access and controls in place to be an enterprise solution, but also a platform. App management, the content, the email components. We did all that ourselves, and a lot of our competitors kind of piece part of that together. So I feel like the story today is now about how people transform the way they work. The way they do that is by integrating to their ecosystem. So all this platform stuff that we did set the stage to integrate to their apps, to their infrastructure, to their ecosystem investments, and now that's really how you transform. Coke did not get up there and talk about AirWatch. Coke got up there and said AirWatch was a glue and a critical piece that tied together with SAP, Salesforce, Splunk, Adobe, all these other components that they have through APIs and integration, and we're happy to be a big part of that. And I think that is how you get enablement and innovation from a customer.
Yeah, no, I think that, you know, for us, the key thing has always been about customer satisfaction, customer delight, and understanding what that true heart and soul of a customer is. In the 15 years ago, it was basically transforming tremendous amount of CapEx and OpEx with the beauty of this thing called a hypervisor that VMware invented. And I think as we now think about that world now moving to the client side, when I hear some of these stories of various different industries that are getting transformed digitally through mobility, and what, you know, not just AirWatch, but what Apple and AirWatch are able to do at United Airlines, what Microsoft and AirWatch are able to do at Delta Airlines, or what we're doing with Samsung and Android, it's so many different schools which are deploying Android-based devices. That, to me, is a whole new level. In many cases, you're transforming businesses. But in many of the things that, that AirWatch is enabling in hospitals, you're actually saving lives. And I think that I think this is going to be a huge opportunity for every strategic CIO to think about how the digital workplace is going to transform how they think about the future. All paper processes go to digital, and all manual processes get automated, and we think we've got a really good workspace solution that could help them, you know, design their future.
So when we talked 18 months ago, we talked about, you know, it's enterprise mobile management, but we, and you and I kind of agreed on this, it's really endpoint computing. And it's, you know, we're not talking about mobile, but it doesn't matter whether it's a laptop, it doesn't matter whether it's a tablet, whether it's mobile, even a desktop fits that. It's working where you are. And AirWatch seems to have really embraced this. And, you know, I guess, let me throw it to you guys with Windows 10, with Mac OS, Chromebooks and all, you know, where we stand.
Let me start and then I'll turn it to John. One of the things we loved about John's vision as they grow, they really built the broadest platform for every possible. They started obviously with Apple and rode behind the wake of Apple and did very well. And part of the strong Apple relationship is a tribute to people like John and Blake and the investment they've made. But then, you know, as Android got scaled, they adopted this. Windows 8, then Windows 10. QNX. So they were very broad in their approach, which is very appealing. Mac OS. Okay, let's do that. Chromebook. So I think the whole vision now is unified endpoint management. So any endpoint, if it's moving in the world of a mobile type of way in which you manage it, and when the great Microsoft says that what we're doing, Windows 10 is a huge way of admitting that's the way the world's going. AirWatch is at the pinnacle and at the top of driving that. And then you couple that with a unified app delivery capability. You pick any application. Blake did it very nicely in his demo today. He brought up a Windows app, a Autodesk type of application, the Windows on his phone. That's powered by VMware. You couldn't do that probably in the past by just AirWatch. Horizon technology comes into play. We announced almost 50-odd application partners in the ACE program, all configured in a very native fashion so you don't have to remember URLs and double usernames and passwords and all that stuff. So we want to continue those sort of early roots of what John and the team had driven as their founding principles. Any application, any device, and just provide more scale to that machine.
So is it fair to say that, you know, we have EMM, Enterprise Mobile Management. We call it Endpoint Management more now. I kind of have started referring to EEM as Enterprise Experience Management, how we actually deliver the experience to people regardless of the device you're on, or, you know, it's really giving people capabilities, transforming work.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a great term because really if you look back at the keynote when Blake showed, it is about the experience. It's about making it a consumer-grade experience with all the enterprise-level security. Look at how easy it was to sign on. Look at how easy it was to provision. Look how easy it was to update applications and get content. So it's not just about making it easy for the end user. It's also about making it easy for IT. And these are transformational things for how people are going to manage laptops and the IT infrastructure as well.
So you got one of the things you guys announced, you actually announced two really cool things. One of them was based around privacy. And, you know, when you guys started MDM, one of the big things was if people walk in with BYOD devices, how do you, they didn't want to sign up for MDM. And you've actually given a tool to the users, not just to the admins, but to the users to see what it is. Why don't you describe?
Yeah, I think it's always been a challenge of the user trusting and understanding exactly what's going on within the infrastructure. And so we wanted to make it transparent. I feel like many of our customers on their own have gone out and they've created videos, they've created documentation, they've created training courses. But the challenge with all that is it's not dynamic. And when you look in a big company, you go create a training course and said, this is what we're doing on your device, that might not be exactly what's happening on every device in every part of the world, just based on business requirements. So to be able to tie it directly into the back end and how we provision a profile and say, well, this device uses this service, we're going to make sure the end user is completely aware of it, I think that's very powerful and dramatic.
And I'd add, you know, as you think, this has been a vision not just of John and Blake's, but also the new person from ex-VMware who joined Atlanta, Noah Wassmer, in driving privacy and security. So I think that, you know, what you want to be able to provide for these use cases that are, you know, kind of bordering on people's worry about invasion and privacy are the appropriate guardrails. That's all we're doing here is saying, listen, if you're worried your IT person might be stalking you, okay, when you do this, which is not the case, but it is, we're going to provide a stalker of the stalker, okay? That's what privacy is. Just we're going to provide some guardrails so that you can have a chief privacy officer that outlines what you can do. And there are all kinds of horror stories of, you know, a lady who's been stalked by somebody in IT, on the intern location, location off and got fired because of that. So I think that these are the types of things we want to provide in guardrails. The other thing that we want to be able to very easily do is find a lighter weight way by which for the corporate-owned devices, an MDM approach will probably work because it's almost like it's like the laptop. You gave the laptop out to me. I expect that you would manage it and own it. But for BYO, we'll probably need a lighter weight, almost user and identity-based approach as opposed to a heavy MDM footprint in every device as an alternative. For a company who forces it, that's fine. And that's why we're making a big push into identity. Our view is that you'll manage the devices probably for corporate-owned, no problem. But we rather would say manage the user, manage the apps and their identity, and then if you want to, optionally, you can also manage the device. So it's almost looking at EMM not from the MDM as the root of it, but as the identity and app as the starting point for BYO, and then work backwards to MDM if you really want to, right? That's a different approach. And now with the scale of knowing what we can do with identity management, we have just more tools in our arsenal to make that a lighter weight experience for those type of users.
And you also announced today the Mobile Security Alliance, which I think fits very well into that vision of you starting with the apps, you're starting with identity, and then how do you secure that, how do you do the access, and you guys didn't want to be doing it all. So you've partnered with a bunch of people. Why don't you...
I'll start and then John can build on it. I mean, listen, you know, John, maybe you can talk about the 50-plus partners we've had, which is awesome to see. I mean, VMware's always had a philosophy. You go to VMworld, we have, I think, 1,000-plus, or maybe thousands of partners among our 25,000-plus people who come to that show. And they include competitors. Okay, it's the moment VMware becomes a proprietary, we stop being a platform. So part of being a platform is you open up your platform through SDKs for people to adopt, embrace, and then build integration to. And, you know, there's always sort of a blurry line of EMM and security, doing certain things security, but maybe the advanced security things that specialists are doing that. And we basically ranked all of the top, you know, I'd say 10 odd advanced security players and said, hey, we want every one of you to build integration to AirWatch. And they all embrace it because we're the leader in the MM space. In some places, they were starting to do some baby MDM stuff, which they backed off from. And they said, hey, we're going to embrace this and integrate with your policy engine and management. And where you're doing some security, we'll figure out that blurry line. So Palo Alto Networks did it first. FireEye also, and today we announced Checkpoint. We've got some of the new age leaders in security, and then a slew of other great startups like Lookout and Zimperium and SkyCure and so on and so forth. So we expect there'll be a mixture of bigger guys and smaller folks. The good news is they've all embraced our platform, and I think it builds on the vision John had to have an ecosystem build on that platform. And John, maybe you can expand on that, because I love going to the show and seeing all the partners.
Well, I mean, even, you know, 2-3 years ago, we had a tremendous amount of partners. We have a great session at the show called Managing 10,000 Devices Without Using the Interface. And I think that really goes back to 4 years ago, we said most of this is going to be API-driven. And it's going to be API-driven because if AirWatch is a platform, then we really have to leverage all the other IT investments. We never thought we were an island. We never thought we were a destination. We always thought that we were sort of a glue. And that philosophy, I think it really rings true. And now we've done so many things informally over the year. What's great about the customer advisory board and the pushing that we got there and Sanjay's pushing is now we've made it very formal. And we've created standards and we've helped open source those so that everybody in the industry can participate and take advantage of.
So let's talk about the industry for a sec.
Sure.
18 months ago, there are a lot more players out there.
Yep.
You know, VMware bought AirWatch, but you know, there were probably another 12, 14, 16, a lot of little teeny ones, and we're seeing those disappear. And you know, we've seen the recent IDC and other stuff, which puts you at the top there, but where do you see it, and where do you see, you know, I asked you this 18 months ago, where do you see yourselves in 2 years?
I'll let John start.
Well, you know, this space is evolving. So, once you get complacent, then you're done. And we've always had that approach of humble and hungry. We have to innovate in ways that are unique to the DNA of VMware. And so we really see that, A, we're going to continue to drive innovation around how it works with the desktop, with NSX, with the identity components, et cetera. That's going to be very unique than others in the industry. There are probably going to be a couple of point solutions that will still be around. But we also think that, you know, we'll be working, competing against, a Microsoft and a Cisco in the future, and we certainly embrace that, but we'll have a different approach and different value prop. And as Sanjay said, and we've always really recognized, the Switzerland approach from us is very valuable. We think the days of somebody having a single platform like BlackBerry in years gone by is done, and customers are going to have many different devices and platforms. And then when you really add on Internet of Things, it's a whole other world.
Totally.
And so if you really think about the advantage that we do, having this broad ecosystem and these APIs and all this infrastructure really becomes important for customers, and they want more than a point solution. They want something that integrates well.
I just added that a couple of things that were very eloquently said by John. First off, you know, we have to win because we have three P's, better people. So we obsess at, you know, Brian, you weren't an employee when we talked 18 mm-hmm. months ago. You've joined the company. We want to obsess with hiring the best people. Where any and in mobility or in overall in our digital workspace, you can look at our team and say it's the best team. Number two, do what John said, build the best product. I mean, we've competed with large vendors in our data center product, but the hypervisor, the reason vSphere wins is because it's the best product. For 15 years, it's done that. And then three, the best partners. So the ecosystem then basically endorses this as a platform. You become the de facto choice. I would like to see us over the course of the next several years build on this idea of solutions by industries. I'd love to see this move away from the tactical feature function you use, and increasingly, we become the standard in the airline industry, and we understand really deep what Content Locker needs to do for that airline industry to really become even more successful, right? And then we start bringing in a vertical solution for airlines that has, yeah, it has some security components, it has some productivity capabilities to it, and it's just a sweet spot for every airline to standardize. And quite frankly, we're kind of already there, but we got to step more on the gas pedal. Healthcare, we can pick a couple of, you know, five or six verticals, CP and retail. And as we do that, we'll probably find some adjacencies. So, you know, the good news about their engagement with Coca-Cola was Coca-Cola, because of the great engagement they had with them on the device side, led them into the IoT opportunity. Medical devices will probably do that in that industry, automotive. So I'd see us in 2 or 3 years becoming a lot more industry-focused in solutions. There will be a horizontal component of everything we do, but I'd imagine a world where increasingly you have tracks here that maybe, you know, let's just say 2 years from now, it's twice as many people, 3,000, 5,000 people have come to the show. They are all organized by industry tracks. that would be huge, because then, like, you know, I want to talk to people in my own industry to understand what they're doing. Even though I compete with them, that's the place where I'm probably going to learn the best practice. And I think that's very doable in this space.
Okay, so your minders are telling me that I have to wrap up. But before I do, one last thing. John, you know, 18 months ago, this was a very different world for you. You were running every day and all that. You have a, well, not brand new, but a seven-month-old daughter now.
Yeah.
So things have certainly changed. Yeah. How has it changed for you? How's your day changed?
You know, Alan has four kids, and you know, always told me that the world and the perspective changes a little bit with kids, and you know, ignorance is bliss to a certain extent. When you don't have them, you don't understand what people mean, and you don't really pay attention. It's white noise on an airplane. But I think if anything, it's really helped me understand how to manage and lead our team better. You know, sometimes when you have that dependent that's, you know, that's tugging on you, and it changes how you interact and how you work. So I think as a manager and a leader, I wouldn't say it softened me up. I would say it's probably made me more aware of some of the different things that I can do better as a manager and leader. So it's been very positive.
I just love seeing John blush when he talks about his family. But it's just awesome. I told him as he entered this year and his kid was on the way, listen, stop traveling 100,000 miles.
400, man. 400,
let's be clear. He traveled more than Delta's president.
There's like diamond, triple diamond, whatever the highest class is on Delta. And I said, listen, kids don't come. I've got three, and they changed my life for the better. So we're just delighted that, you know, you get to walk through different seasons. And the good news is it exercises other people in the company to scale. So it's, you know, you saw that often. People like Blake and Noah and Rick Frankie and Jeff Mitchell and Kevin Kiley and many, many others, Anil, you know, JP, they're all, people are starting to step up, and we're just delighted to see that happen. And the good news is both from within the company and who we hire from outside in, we'll continue to make this a great place to work. And Atlanta for us is very strategic. I mean, John, how big was the AirWatch operation about 18 months ago?
You know, 700-800. I mean, we're 1,200, yeah.
And the entire AirWatch company is about 2,400 odd people. So, you know, we're also employing a fair amount that the state of Georgia and the city of Atlanta probably likes.
Yeah.
We're very committed to the universities here, like Georgia Tech and, you know, his alma mater. And also similarly in countries like India and Bangalore, where we're hiring, you know. So this is the real deal for us. You know, Pat Gelsinger coming here, it was huge because it's a statement by our CEO that this is important. I want to see this conference, you know, continue to be a big major hub for enterprise mobility for the industry. And I think we absolutely can do that.
I want to thank you guys for taking the time. And listeners, this has been the latest episode of the Mobilecast, coming to you live from AirWatch Connect. And thank you.